Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Alright, this minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Lunga noticing Ramp.
And ends with Adam egging Lunga on to go higher. This is minute 8 of episode 12. Our Infinity.
Deer in the headlights.
Oh shit.
Absolute fear.
Holy shit, what a minute.
Adam, go goblin mode.
This was incredible. I looked down at the timer when they landed that big jump, and it was only halfway through the minute. And I was like, holy shit, that felt like a whole minute in itself.
Yeah, so much happens, but nothing happens. It's one of those classic action-packed minutes where, like, they cram so much in. Like, there's literally, like, a love hug,
full swing kiss. A new one that he made whatever that was.
He's just got it over the head. Whoa. And he's smiling throughout.
Oh, it's menacing.
Very good. And equally good dub and sub moments as well,
yeah.
I think. I want to put a couple of straight up. Yeah, trigger warnings for the full Grundle shot that comes later. that I just happened to pause on during his goblin move, and it's just the arrow just does not help. and I just want to put a pin in the speed boost as well.
Oh God, the speed boost was hilarious.
The speed boost is literally like the show giving up on physics.
It was so good though.
It made me laugh.
Oh shit!
He really is becoming Sonic.
Oh, he really is. Welcome to Infinite Minute, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
This is an Anime by Minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity Minute by Minute. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan.
And we are mid-beef. We are mid-funeral wedding beef. I don't know what the name of this technically is. Wedding beef.
Wedding, yeah, it's a funereal wedding beef.
Yeah, funereal.
Funereal.
Is that a word?
Am I pronouncing that wrong? Is that one of those words that I've read? Like the other day, I pronounced vitiligo, vitiligio.
And
I was like, it's just one of those words vitiligio. I've read so much. I've always thought it's pronounced vitiligio.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, shout out Michael Jackson.
I can't comment.
Right, there you go. Vitiligo? That sounds right. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't help.
We've come far enough as a society that I should know.
Like, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So should I.
People with vitiligo, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, are seeing good representation now in like advertising and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they are. It's awesome.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorge.
Lunga noticed ramp.
He noticed ramp. I love the little sly side eye that he gives to the ramp.
Mm.
It's sick.
Sexy ramp.
His eyeliner looks so good.
Did Recky help with that in the back of the van?
Yeah, exactly.
In
he's like,
seat?
No. You know who helped? Cherry. Cherry did it for them.
Nice.
That's like the headcanon everyone has is that Cherry taught the boys how to do their eyeliner. It's very cute.
I love that.
Yeah, it is very cute.
Not Shadow, who wears full face makeup.
No, because Cherry knows how to nail a wing. Shadow, I was about to say JoJo. Jesus Christ. Shadow doesn't.
JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Knows how to nail someone on a beach with a dramatic hump.
Oh God, I wish I could erase that from my from my brain. Like I wish
it's
I could take it back.
That JoJo Siwa is not a collection of words that I've ever heard together before this week on Twitter.
Oh, really?
I'm just, yeah, I'm not online enough.
Wow. But you never watched Dance Mums?
No.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Dance Mums was
the
shit.
Am I the audience for Dance Mums?
I don't know. It's very camp and it's very trashy. I used to love it.
Oh, that's so me.
It's Jono, it's literally dance competitions. That is your jam.
Yeah, true.
that was your life.
It's what I grew up in. A Steadfords.
Yeah, it's literally a Steadfords.
Having to beat the Rossiellos.
Yeah.
I should write about that. That's brought back like some sense memories. I love that you know. You obviously know who the Rossiellos are too.
Yeah. Oh, I was I was a JDS kid.
Oh, did you were in the same dance crew as them?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I was always pitted against Lake and Lace.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Chase
and Chase.
The names.
God,
the names.
We just fully dox them.
We'd fully dox the Rossiellos. They had non-binary names before it was cool.
Yeah.
Lunga sees a ramp, Caitlin. And there's like a really neat bit of motion blur as well that kind of takes us to the ramp, which I liked.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's very cool.
And Lunga's got this.
He's got this. He looks, everything's really like bouncy and fluid in this, in this little part. All of Lunga's movements are really like fluid, which is really cool.
Mm. Yeah, we've definitely saved some animation budge for this. Why don't I finish words?
I don't quite understand, though, because Adam quite clearly skates
goes
in front
past
of
the
him.
Ramp.
And I don't know.
I didn't notice.
I don't know whether they're implying that he then turns around and does a jump as well, or whether there's another ramp that he then jumps from. But he does very clearly skate past the first ramp.
He kind of like low-key just disappears once Lunga passes him in front of him.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Like is that their alibi?
Maybe. I don't know. I was very confused.
I swear Adam's jumping right now and he's just getting mad hang time and staying longer in the air than Lunga.
No,
Your
he's
Honor.
Got another crane with a hook that he's just holding on to that he's gonna
It's the helicopter.
Yes, exactly.
Tadashi's suddenly in the helicopter.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a bold strategy, Cotton, to jump over the stalagmite ravine. It was a big laugh.
That was such a little deep niche little reference you made.
Yeah. That's just a normal everyday reference for me.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, we're jumping over stalagmites.
Yes. And Joe and Cherry asked to rest about it.
Yeah. Statler and Waldorf have
it's
some
gotta
commentary.
Fall.
What does Joe say? I didn't catch it in the English.
I didn't catch it either. Wrong track, bro.
Or stay on track, bro.
Oh, maybe you're right. Stay on track, bro, yeah.
Stay on track, comma, bro, full stop.
Stay on track, bro. Oh, and then we get another of my favorite things. Ike Lunga.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
And
so
even
good.
That's how Lunga he ike as well in the Japanese.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. But yeah, love it. Love a good ike,
oh,
Lunga and ike reki.
I just listened to one of that where we talk about that too. Because I think they do it in episode 11 too. I love
nice.
It. Oh, it always hits so good.
Yeah, it was Lunga to reki. Mm. Ike reki.
It's so good.
Mm.
It's just better than Go. Like Go
right?
is so like. Go, Lunga. It's not good. Ike.
Go.
Ike.
Is Go called Go in... Go is Chinese, right?
As in the game?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the little black and white... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Othello.
No, you're thinking of Go.
Okay.
It's black and white and it's like a checkerboard and you put them on the corners of the checkerboard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a robot that was really good at it.
Yeah. That's not the one they play in Hunter x Hunter, though. Hunter x Hunter is different, isn't it?
I think that is fully made up.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but sort of based on Go.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, but I believe that game is completely, like, wholesale fake.
I don't think it is, though, because they also reference it in Oh, I want to say like My Hero or...
Hey, Katie, we've got the technology.
Or that other one that we what hate, Banana Fish. That, no, I should say play? We hate, not that we yeah. hate, but you know what I mean.
We don't hate Banana no. Fish. Banana Fish hates you. Nobody can hate Banana Fish.
I will never
fish.
Watch Banana Fish again.
No, it's one of those shows. It's one and done, you know? What game do they play? Which I was thinking maybe we should watch Anohana for Anime Club.
Yeah.
Because that would just wreck me.
Yeah, why not?
And I was thinking we need something a bit more, I don't know, based in reality after, I mean, Anohana yes, has a ghost. But I don't know, maybe something
this
a bit
is
more.
Very, like, magical fantasy. But I love it. I'm loving it. And I think I'm also loving it because it's like also a bit dark. Like it's not just like magical fantasy. Everything's like, ooh, fairies and sunshine. It's like dark magical fantasy, which I'm quite enjoying.
It's very that early 2000s where everything was basically a reaction to Evangelion.
Oh.
That like late 2000s to mid early 2010s.
Yeah.
I reckon like so much shit. Like the School Days. Oh, so dumb. So dark. I love School Days. In Hunter x Hunter 2011, Komugi and Meruem play a game called Gungi.
Gungi.
It's a fictional game which appears to take conceptual origins from chess, go, and other strategic board games.
Okay.
We see tidbits of it played here and there, but I'm left to wonder, how is it played? How does one play Gungi is the name of that article.
Oh, my God, amazing.
From 2014.
I'm sure someone's worked it out.
10 years ago, they were talking about Gungi.
Wow.
Gungi was on the TL.
I mean, that checks out, though, because it was probably airing around that time.
Yeah, they would have been deep in the Chimera Ant arc.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
100 eps in from 2011. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right around there.
For sure.
Let's talk some lyrics.
Yes, hit me.
Quickly. Absence of all boundary lines of sanity and madness. Heart of vacancy that's never quenched. Gotta feel it. A transcending thrill and ellipsis.
Oh. Oh, is that it?
That's it for this verse. Yeah.
That goes hard.
It kind of do, though.
Yeah.
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 These lyrics. Who wrote these lyrics? They're so... Connie Alki wrote the lyrics.
Hell yeah.
I also just love that they are fully in English.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's just pop punk, English pop punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that classic, like, kind of weird English.
Yeah. It sounds like the same singers of the other one that I really like. The Higher Ground. It sounds like that one.
I mean, the lyrics of the Madoka opening are really, they made me think about how, like, lyrics in English are just so different to lyrics in Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like you can just get away with so much more poetic license in Japanese lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like,
at least in anime.
There's some shit in the Ouran theme song in the Japanese lyrics that's like, what do you mean by that? Like a sweet virgin's kiss or something. Like, and it's like, okay, what do you mean by that?
No. Shall we keep watching? Langa hasn't even jumped off the ramp yet, Caitlin.
Oh, God. Go Ike Langa. And I gotta say, when he did this jump, I kind of held my breath a bit. This is pretty epic.
Yeah. And we get that POV shot where he's, like, scanning.
That made me feel sick. Mm. Like, I was like, oof. I feel like I'm up there with you and you can't find where you're going to land. And I feel like...
The motion sickness.
Oh, yuck.
And then the underlighting on this bit where it's like Langa lit from below is so nice here.
It's so pretty.
Where Adam's disappeared.
He's gone.
Lol jokes. I'm right behind you.
Peekaboo. Peekaboo angel.
It was also the inflection. It wasn't peekaboo. It was peekaboo angel. It's like one word.
David.
Stop. And he's higher than Langa.
Yes. I jumped right after you. I think what is really interesting about Koyasu and David is that they are both equally menacing but in completely different ways. Because Koyasu is like very direct and menacing and like that way. But David is like, I'm a crazy person.
Yeah, it's that difference between like a laissez-faire evil and a very directed, like, I'm not doing evil things. I'm just doing what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so good. I love it. I love both of them.
Yeah.
So cool.
I jumped too. Yeah, I remember. Attack on Titan. I forgot that he voiced Zeke, and Zeke started talking, and I was just like, oh, fuck. There he is. He had some good Zeke moments too in that finale. I finished Attack on Titan, everyone.
Everyone, give Jono a round of applause. He did it. He finished it.
Thank you. It only took me 12 years. I finished Attack on Titan. Shit. It is over.
You know what I might do? I might like download the final episodes that I haven't watched and watch them on the plane, because then I have no excuse. Then I've got 18 hours.
It's honestly a good watch. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
It just took them too long. Yeah. And they lied to us.
Oh, the lies.
Yeah. And there's definitely some arse pull, like, character death moments where it's just like, really? Yeah, well, mainly one. And I'm just like, if I had been invested and watched through, this would have been cool. But now it just feels like very, like, this character is just dying because they need to. not for any real plot or story reason. It's just like, well, here they go.
Oh, that sucks.
Only one death like that, though. Yeah, okay. And, yeah, there's some real edgy Eren stuff as well. But, of course, there is. It's fucking Attack on Titan. Yeah, that's the whole story.
It wouldn't be without that.
No. And then the ending. Oh, I don't want to spoil it. Not even the ending. It's like a credits sequence. So grim.
Oh.
It had this really incredibly grim credit sequence. Oh. And I'm like, that's where we're heading off? That's like the legacy of this?
Oh, okay. That's really upsetting.
It was kind of a downer ending, which I like a downer ending. I do.
Yeah,
like,
I'd
prefer to watch something where the main team loses as opposed to winning.
Yeah, I've got nothing against, you know, sad endings.
Hmm.
But I feel like with Attack on Titan, it was kind of, yeah, you were kind of hoping that maybe something good would happen.
It definitely, and I think especially in the world we live in now,
yeah,
it's a bit like in some areas it feels tone deaf, and in other areas it's like all we know is war.
Yes, yeah.
Adam jumped higher than Lunga.
Give me one second, because I think Jonathan's up to something, and I just want to check he's not being a naughty boy.
Jonathan is on the prowl. What's he going to be up to? What is he doing? Oh, no. What's he got?
Can I have that back, please?
Hair tie. Where does he get them from?
I don't know where he finds them.
Mm.
He produces them. Truly, like, sometimes he'll just come up with one and we're like, where did you get that from?
And does he just chew on them? Does he ingest them?
He sometimes eats them. Which
Naughty
is
boy.
Very, very bad for him.
Mm, would be. We've made edible underwear. Where are edible hair ties?
Exactly. I think he was in Valentina's handbag, which is where she keeps the hair ties.
Oh.
Let me just check. Just let me put
a handbag.
Were you in Mummy's handbag? Yes.
Jonathan, you got to stay out of Mummy's handbag.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, Adam jumped.
He did. Slightly after Lunga did.
He did.
But he didn't. He clearly didn't.
He clearly didn't. And yeah, they're a bit shook that he got more air than Lunga.
Because Lunga's the air king.
And that is only 30 seconds of this minute. Like, that was only half the minute. It's actually wild to me that is only half, like, a minute.
Yeah, it kind of, to me, it flew by.
Oh, really?
Are you saying the opposite?
Yeah, I said that. It felt so long to me. I felt like so much happened.
Right, like Lunga's in the air for like 20 seconds. Yeah. He was in the air for a while.
He was. They hung. Hang time?
Hung time.
Hung time. Past tense.
Hung time.
But they land, they're back to racing, to beefing. Mm-hmm. Adam's in front and he goes straight for it.
The sound effect, there's like a vocal sound effect in the background of the love hug.
Oh.
It sounds, I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like a guy moaning, honestly.
Oh, okay, let me have a listen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like,
like a ghost. It's a spooky love hug.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially with the coffin board.
Yeah, I liked it. Obviously, they had to change the animation a bit because of the outfit, but it looks really sick with all the blue.
Oh, yeah, it looks really good. And you get a really good look at the missing rib on the bottom of the board here as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great cool. Shot.
And there's almost like a shadow of a scythe as well on the left. I don't know what it is. I guess just the underlighting.
Yeah.
They really set themselves up well with that cool lighting of this course.
Yeah, they really did.
For shots like this. But that's not it.
That's not it. When he lands the board as well and it goes like boom. Oof.
And then he does the zombie move where he's like fully
back.
Oh,
yeah. That was intense.
And the animation here is good, but it feels like the mask was a real bugbear. Like, you can just tell that they probably hated this mask.
Yeah, every time, like, the perspective slightly changes or quickly changes, it's like it goes real wonky.
Yeah, and I feel like it goes through, there's like a basic version of the mask and then like a detailed version of the mask.
Yes, correct. Yeah, yeah, when he comes from backwards to front, it goes real wonky.
Yeah, it's very, but it like, it's good. They've captured it well. They've captured that movement well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just, it is a bit jank.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, fuck, there was some good omnidirectional like shots in the Attack on Titan finale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, some really cool shit. It's crazy that they're still doing that. Like, that was the cool shit in season one, and it's still the cool shit in this latest season. Yeah. They're basically flying.
That's sick. But like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, so cool. But he fakes out with the love hug. He goes straight into a full swing kiss.
Yeah. Not messing around.
Not messing around.
And it's a Green Goblin full swing kiss. He like jumps up in the air and does like a, there's a ballet word for this move.
I don't know what that word is.
Where you've got like the, you know what I mean though, right?
Like the releve kind of thing, but.
Yeah, the ones where you do like one leg after the other.
Like after the other. Oh, yes, it's like the da-da-da one.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what is that called?
I didn't pay enough attention in ballet.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Yeah, yeah, here I'm calling Sodeba's silly baskets. I'm calling PK turns PK fire. Like, I'm not paying attention in ballet.
Oh, no.
We actually get one of the lights in the background here. One of the rigged up lights.
Yeah. But Lunga's, like, dodge is real sick too.
I loved the dodge.
So sick. I would fall off that board immediately. I mean, I would already have fallen off the board by this point. But holding that position, mental.
He's also kind of learnt that from Ricky. Like, that's how Ricky dodged the full swing kiss, is going under it.
Oh, yes, but he went the other way, didn't he?
He went the other way.
I think Kaoru did it this way. Oh, no, Kaoru didn't dodge the full swing kiss. Kaoru dodged the love hug.
Yes, like this, yeah, that's right. I think. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Kaoru famously did not dodge the full swing.
He did not. And we even get some like smeary frames here after he swings the board. There's like a streak through the sky. Mm. We missed the full Grundle shot, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, it's when he does like the really quick spin as he's about to swing the board.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like a perfect pause where it is literally like point of view. You're about to take Adam.
Like, yeah, I think I saw it.
Like, yeah, like it's like the actual perspective of the shot is crazy.
Oof, nuts.
And I'm surprised I haven't seen this position more in fan art. Maybe I'm just not looking at the right fan art.
Maybe. It is very quick. It's like a blink and you'll miss it moment. It's so maybe quick. That's why.
I took a screenshot of it, so we'll post that one to Twitter to get the Oomphies hearts
yes.
racing.
Yes.
And speed boost.
And then he hits the ground and does a speed boost, and it is truly the wildest thing I've ever seen.
He legit gets the proper, like, animation effect of a speed boost, like the dust, the dust cloud.
Like, he literally hits the ground and then just shoots forward. So wild.
So, like, where's the challenge if he can just speed boost at any point?
Oh, my goodness.
He's just trying to hurt Lunger at this point.
Oh, it's so funny.
It is actually pretty funny that he is straight up just trying to murk Lunger.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, well, my first full swing kiss didn't work, so here's full swing kiss Mark 2.
Yeah. Go from behind.
Oh, God.
How does he think he's going to catch him?
Well, surely he can't jump with the same speed as Lunger is on a skateboard.
No. The little giggle as well as he's like about to swing down.
Honestly, they picked such good lighting for both of these two because Lunger looks amazing in this lighting.
The light, the lilac purple with the blue is perfect. We haven't done lyrics for a while.
Oh, yes.
It smashes through quite a bit of lyrics.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll finish up the minute and then we can do like a lyrics.
Gorgeous.
Analysis. But Lunger dodges this second full swing jump goblin kiss.
Yeah, he does like a little spin.
The full swing 360. Kiss from behind. Yeah, it's cool. On the heel of the board.
And he's kind of thrown off his balance a little bit.
Yeah,
he does. I haven't really seen that with Lunger before.
And he's looking stressy.
Yeah. Got a little sweat on his face. Hair's looking a bit frazzled.
Yeah. And he's gritting the teeth.
Oof.
Looks a bit Disney here. Yeah.
And Adam gives him a bit of a, that's right, you can go higher. Let's do it, babe.
Let's do it together. Lyrics.
Yes.
Here's some Adam lyrics for you.
Yes.
Nobody can see the vortex soul behind the mask. Unsatisfiable mind, destructive urge and drive. I need... Oh, okay. Brace yourself.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I need you now to fill the holes in my soul.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And demolish till I fall. Is this fanfic? Do it like embracing with those arms.
What?
Inner fires start to riot, urging to and to be brought down, swallow hard and to burn all the world's absurdity. God. Like all, I'm blushing, like all sparks rising high, fleeting yet still full of beauty. Oh, heavens right above, am I in your view?
Oh, that's poetic. That's so poetic. What the heck?
I'm still stuck on I need you now to fill the holes. And demolish till I fall. Yes. This is lyrics that would be at the top of a fanfic.
Oh, yes, yeah. Or you would pull that from, you'd make that the title.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Do it like embracing with those arms. These lyrics, bro. I didn't read them before.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't too, because that reaction was phenomenal.
That, oh my God. These are great. These are so good. Oh. I wish you could understand them all.
Yeah. They need like a sing-along at the bottom.
Yeah. Got to do this at karaoke.
Yeah, exactly.
I need you now to fill my hole. Cool. Good lyrks. We'll have more of this song. One of my favorite lyrics is coming up. I think it's an ad for the lyrics website that they've slotted into the lyrics. But Caitlin, what was your favorite moment of this action-packed minute of Skate the Infinity?
Far out. I loved the entire minute. Like, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. I think the moment where Lunga does the jump is really sick, and like the Ike Lunga and everything is just really cool. And it sort of gave me that feeling of episode one where they're on the motorcycle, like, screeching down to the factory and Lunga does the jump, like, that same energy of everyone being like, So I think the jump was probably my favorite. What about you?
I think I enjoyed Feral Adam here.
Yeah.
And especially when you mix it with these lyrics, when you, like, get these lyrics together in the mix, it's a bit like... psycho mode.
Yeah. How cool. What a cool minute. I really enjoyed that.
What a good show.
Great show. Incredible show.
How could we
forget?
It
holds up.
It really does. I mean, it's only 3 years old. Maybe watching it in a decade will be like, is this holding up?
Good.
Tweet at us your fanfic wrecks that came from the lyrics of this song on Infinite _ Minute.
Or any fan art of Adam's
full
package.
Grundle. Full Grundle is not going to be the episode.
No, it has to be. No. You can email us at...
You can email them.
InfiniteMinutePodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, you know, we didn't talk about kindred minds think alike. I hated that line.
Was that in this?
Yeah, Adam said
Did Adam
minds
say it?
Think
That's
alike.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so gross. Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's not the same.
No.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.